Looking back again, and this article is written by Peter Clark. When some 30 years ago, and first editing the Benson Bulletin, I ran a series of articles entitled Looking Back. These were elderly people's memories of a lost Benson. Now, 3 decades on, I hope readers will be interested in mine. Generally, this covers the 1940s. I write about Benson's wildlife. First, the lapwings. They appeared in their thousands in the spring. They tumbled about in the sky, uttering their distinctive peewit call. Indeed, our alternative name for them was peewits. They nested on the ground, on the water meadows between here and Shillingford. Some people collected their eggs, and they were consumed much as today. Many people eat quail's eggs. The cuckoo was regularly heard, but I have heard none for years. Apparently, they can still be heard occasionally in the Whittenham Woods in springtime. A golden oriole was spotted in the trees along St. Helens Avenue at a time when no houses existed along that road. Alas, I went looking, but never spotted it. As to mammals, first the rabbit. Pre-myxomatosis, they existed in their millions across the English countryside. Meat was severely rationed in the war, and if you could shoot or snare a rabbit, it provided a valuable addition. Snaring was effective, but was a cruel death, now rightly illegal. The whole of the rabbit was eaten, except the fur and bones. Even the skull was cracked open in order to eat the brains and tongue. Next, water voles, or simply water rats, as we call them. I well recall when learning to swim in the Thames, they were plentiful, and I remember swimming amongst them on the opposite side of the river. I am told they are very occasionally seen in the Ewham watercress beds, but are very rare indeed. Trout were plentiful in the Benson Brook, and might still be but for the arrival of the otter. Fish from the Thames had to be carefully selected. Perch, eels, and a young pike made good eating. The rest were too muddy and inedible. So much for wildlife. I might do another article on people you never or very rarely see today.